We're at the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships from the campus of Birmingham Southern College. I'm joined tonight by center head women's basketball coach Wendy Austin Robinson. The Colonels are getting a win tonight in the first SCAC Women's semifinal game against Rhodes College, 56-67. And coach, first of all, congratulations on the win and advancing to tomorrow's championship.
Thanks, Russell. I'm just really proud of our kids.
Coach, just first of all, your opening comments on how you thought the game played out for your Colonels this evening.
Well, we came out and really shot it well in the first half, and which was exciting. And then kind of hit. Thank goodness we built a big lead and kind of hit a lull in the second half. But our kids found a way to finish it. It was kind of a repeat of last week, but we didn't stop Rhodes' run last week. And this week we found a way to do it. And just really proud of them that they were tough. And Rhodes is a great team, very physical and athletic. And for us to find a way to beat them, it was really proud of our kids and a great win for us.
Coach, you mentioned that rough, that incredible start that you had. You shot 57% from the field in the first half. You had a 12-0 run and then a 14-2 run to close out the end of the first half. Just talk about the importance of getting off to a good start, especially in a tournament environment like this, in a semifinal when you're trying to advance to a championship game.
Well, it was huge, and we had everybody come in and hit big shots. Jane Gutley was huge off the bench. Maggie Hartledge was great. Our depth just paid off because we were a little fatigued and we got a little gassed, and thank goodness we shot it well. And we got some big stops to stretch a nice halftime lead and then sustain.
Coach, we've talked all year long about the seniors on this team and how it really starts with them, and you've got eight great ones, but you had some good performances tonight. Lauren Hutter especially, a double-double for her. Just talk about how big she was, not only getting 10 points, but 10 rebounds, ten really big rebounds when it was definitely getting physical there in that game.
Absolutely. She is a defensive stopper for us. People don't realize what she gives us defensively around the rim, and she changes some shots, and she just is a great rebounder for us, and have to have her on the floor, and she actually dislocated two fingers yesterday in the game versus Hendricks, so she was playing through some pain today. So I'm just really proud of her.
Coach, you held the Lynx this evening to 29.5% shooting from the floor. We've talked about offense for this team. We know you guys can score the basketball, but again, those first two games in the SCAC tournament, you've done a really good job defensively. What did you do again today that really slowed Rhodes down and got them out of a rhythm and never really got them comfortable on the offensive end?
Well, we're just trying to do a good job of changing up defenses to not let them get in a rhythm, and our kids are executing scouts on the defensive end personnel-wise, and if we can continue to do that, get stops and rebounds, hopefully we'll be okay.
What did you tell the girls in the locker room after the game?
Just really proud of them, and this is where they've wanted to be all year, and now they got to find a way to finish it.
Coach, you were in this game 2 years ago in the SCAC championship game, and you came up a little bit short. This same core group of players, for the most part, is back again this year, and 2 years later to have the opportunity to go through and win that SCAC championship game. How much does that experience 2 years ago help you going into tomorrow's game when you know you're really trying to finish off what's been an incredible regular season and really put a stamp on the end of this year?
Well, you hope, you know, experience always pays off for you, and we hopefully that they'll know what it's going to take physically and mentally to finish. And they have, again, all year they've wanted this. They want to finish it and be a conference champion. So hopefully they'll remember that tomorrow when they get a little tired, and they'll be able to dig a little deeper and execute a little better. And so I got all the faith in the world in them. It's going to be tough, and we're going to have to fight. But this group wants to do it, and hopefully they'll find a way to get it done.
Coach, we don't know who you're going to play tomorrow. It's going to be a tough opponent no matter what. Either Millsaps or Southwestern both played really physical games last night, and both teams going in tomorrow, no matter who it is, obviously yourself and the winner of tonight's game will be on their third game in their third day. What's going to be key for the Colonels going into tomorrow to get the results you're looking for?
Well, hopefully we'll be able to get out to a good start again. Our depth is key. We can go 10, 11 strong, even deeper, and everybody that comes into play is going to have to execute, and everybody's just going to have to be a little tougher tomorrow because it does not get any easier.
Center head women's basketball coach Wendy Austin Robinson. Again, the Colonels picking up the win tonight in the first SCAC women's semifinal game against Rhodes College by a score of 67-56, advancing to their second SCAC championship game in 3 years. Coach, congratulations and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much.